Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A lot of people go through jail. We all go through it. We lose the big booty, beautiful sitch, man. You go find jail, she's gonna fuck everybody. It hurts, but don't kill yourself. I've seen people in county jail where they jump down the stairs at Wayside trying to commit suicide.
Wow.
Because she went back with her ex and just left her in there because he found her. He had 10 to 15 years. It's like, it ain't worth it. There's plenty of other big booty sitches.
Welcome to Hell Has an Exit podcast with host Teddy Tarantino. This show is not affiliated with any specific 12-step program. If you or a loved one is struggling with an addiction, please find a local 12-step meeting. If you believe you may need detox or drug treatment of any kind, please call 833-999-1877 to speak to a specialist. Again, the number you can call for help is 833-999-1877 to speak to an addiction specialist.
All right. Hey, welcome to Hell Has an Exit. I'm your host, Teddy Tarantino. Today we have the famous Crip Mac.
Oh, Fight Crip.
Hey, what's going on, Crip Mac?
Oh, man, I'm fight training, staying focus on hood.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So, Crip Mac, so I just want to explain to you, like, you know, how the podcast normally goes. We interview people that have stories of surviving hell. Now, if you want to go into your story.
Oh, man, I have a lot of.
Yeah. You dealt with, how was your childhood growing up?
I mean, it was all right. My childhood was all right. Mama Bear, she had me in military school, you know, because I got expelled from normal school.
You was always a troublemaker?
Yeah, I'm what they say now is, if you ever seen the Boondocks with Lil' Milton, that wanted to stole the granny's car, did this, did that. It was the bad boy. They trying to say I was cool.
Yeah, that's what they used to say about me when they said, I just want to do hood rat things with my friends.
Yeah, I would do hood rap. Yeah, I would do real gang bang and shit with the homeboys.
Hey, did you rebel because you kind of like wanted the attention, or you feel like you just were having fun? You were bored in school.
I was having fun at the same time going through school. I wouldn't say I was slow like a lot of people think. A lot of people, you know, I hear so much, like yeah, he's slow. Take that kid. I know for sure I'm not slow. I just laugh at him.
Yes, sir. That's how you deal with people, that like the haters out there talking smack. Like
enemy gangbangers. Oh, he don't do this. He don't do that. He's just slow. He'll never come through and spin through our block. My homies, they just laugh. They're like, they niggas just don't know about you.
So, what was military school like? Was military school tough?
Well, we did some working out. We did, you know, some homework, some hiking, some running.
Did you have a favorite, like, school topic? Were you, like, interested in math or geometry or history?
Not math, because that shit was five hard.
That was five hard.
Mama Bear taught me how to spell. Real nifty. I'm a good speller.
You're a good speller? Did you like reading? Were you a reader?
She taught me how to read and spell, Mama Bear.
What was, like, your favorite book growing up?
Well, we've just, you know, baby books like the corduroy book with the bear. And Cud lost his button.
Okay.
No hood. Come on. When I was a baby, they always just thought, like, you know, those golden browns. They're like, oh, that's Cud. Okay. Teddy bear. They dressed me up in overalls and boots and shit. So they always had the teddy bear books, and I would read those. It was annoying as a motherfucker, though.
What's something like, what's like a good word you could spell?
C-R-I-I-I-I-I-P. Crip.
Well, how come it's multiple I's?
Because I'm from 5'5". It's five I's. 55th Street. Crip.
Damn.
I say it just like that.
And when you left, like military school, what happened after that?
Well, after military school, we tried out military school, went. Mama Bear made a great man named Mr. Gary that stayed in Houston, Texas. Mr. Gary had a nice home. She decided we dated, she dated Cub. So her taking care. We got on the airplane. She knew Kev from out here. He was out there now. He had a nice place. Most people in relationships, they don't want that long distance relationship. If you're in a relationship, it has to see, you know, in home, or if not in home, you guys have to live close five together. Yeah. So Mama Bear and myself living in California and Mr. Gary moving five Texas, it wasn't going to work with them having a long distance relationship. So she said, hey. So I have some exciting news. We got airplane tickets. We're going to Houston, Texas.
Well,
so Mama Bear packed all our shit up, and that was the first time on a plane. She flew us to Texas. We stayed with Mr. Gary. Stayed out there 2 years with Mr. Gary. Mr. Gary was a great man, but his hidden secrets, where Mama Bear was really hurt, but she didn't have the increments to move. Mr. Gary got caught getting fucked in the ass by a big white man.
That
looked like Brock Lesnar, a big old swole white man. She gave him gas money to get home early because he said, you know, he had an appointment with his job because Mr. Gary was doing security type of job. He had an appointment with his job, you know, to get a raise. So Mama Bear was like, all right, you're going to get a raise. So she gave him some extra gas money to get home early. But he was doing this whole week. This big old white man looked like Brock Lesnar was fucking Mr. Gary in the ass.
That's crazy.
Mama Bear came home and caught it, him getting fucked in the ass. And I came home from school. I was at Elsick Hastings, I used to Texas school out there on Hood. Fiance went 5-8 on Hood. And I came home, Mama Bear was crying. Like, Mama Bear, what's going on? I'm thinking that this old white motherfucker's beating her. I'm like, is he beating you? She's like, no, honey, it's worse than that. So I'm like, I'm like, hold on, Kel, what's going on? She's like, he's been messing with a man.
Oh, no.
I said, oh, my gosh. And Mr. Gary always told me, he said, hey,
and this was like your stepdad at the time?
Pretty much. Mr. Gary took care of me and Mama Bear. He had a nice house out there with a nice old white dog. Looked like the dog of Family Guy.
Oh, yeah, Brian?
No, not the old...
it's the dog from Family Guy.
Old white man's dog. The old man's dog. The burnt out, ran down dog. On Hood. And so pretty much she was letting me know what was going on. I couldn't sleep it. You know, Mr. Gary always told me when I was going to school because I wasn't doing the best. He's like, hey, you know, we want, you know, Job Corp.
Okay.
So I was thinking about, well, maybe Job Corp is in that.
And this is before gang life?
Right. Yeah, this is when I was freshly getting in 5-8. This is when I was freshly getting in 5-8. And I wasn't like a lot of the Texas Crips would say. I wasn't official, you know, from 6-0 at the time, from 60s. But I did let them know. I let them know like this, because in Texas, all the Crips hang out together. I let them know. I say in L.A., where my cousins and everybody, they was in L.A., I said, where my cousins, they Crips. And don't nobody hang out with no motherfucking Hoovers and y'all Crips, and y'all sit at the same table locking C's and shit. And that's why they beat the fuck out of me in Texas. I embarrassed them. I let them know this is not how gangbanging go.
Gotcha. So you're trying to teach them how it's done.
Yeah, shit don't go like that. What the fuck is y'all niggas doing? But Mr. Gary wanted me in Job Corp. I'm like, nah. Like, well, go find school. I was going to school. Everything was going cool. But
what did you want to do, like, when you were a kid, when you wanted to grow up?
Well, I wanted to do some movies, like Will Smith type shit. Yeah, some shit like that, but it nothing ever really worked out because I probably was so young.
Well, you're famous now. You're kind of like a movie star now.
I'm a Crip.
Yeah. You know, I'm from Florida. You know, people from Florida, like one of my best friends, he was like, you're interviewing Crip, man. He couldn't believe it.
Yeah, you're interviewing me.
People love you.
Yeah.
Why do you think people love you so much?
I don't know. I want to have sex with a lot of people's wives.
You
want to
have sex with a lot of people's wives?
And asshole. I love sex.
I heard you got an OnlyFans. Is that true?
No.
No?
It's not true.
Okay.
Granny Bear, cover your ears now. Tell Granny to cover her ears. No, I don't have it.
That's good.
Cover your ears, Granny.
Would you ever date a girl who had OnlyFans?
I'm sick of them.
You're sick of them. Okay.
I am sick of them. If you want to strip it out of OnlyFans and you want to play like you love Jesus and you don't love Jesus, you want to fuck your way, find the top of the industry, I don't want you.
It's one of the other.
Come on, I don't want you. I'd rather have a woman that really cares about the homeless, loves the homeless, has a fat ass. You know, there's a lot of them. I talk with them all the time. And they're a nurse. They don't care about having OnlyFans. They care about helping people and working and making their increments, and they really want to give me that coochie and asshole every night.
There you go. Hey, what was it about, like, the homeless that, like, you wanted to help
them
out?
Well, let me tell you this. Auntie that I stayed with when I moved from back from Texas by California, Auntie smoked a lot of crack. All right, so Auntie, she was luckily able to hold on five her apartment on 45th Street and Western Avenue.
Wow.
Her smoking crack led her into situations where she could have lost her place.
Uh-huh.
But Auntie's a functional crack smoker.
Okay.
She's not the crack smoker that hangs out in the alley, gets fucked in the ass or the pussy in the alley.
Uh-huh.
If I don't know Auntie, she cleans the house, she smokes her dope, she drinks her cold beers. Mm-hmm. You know, and she's a functional crack smoker.
Yeah. You know, I used to smoke crack.
No, you didn't.
I smoked crack.
If you did, I'm going to take you in Baby Snap Sally and beat your ass.
Yeah, when I was 14, I was smoking crack. But I got clean when I was...
What?
Yeah. I got clean when I was 17.
What?
Yeah. I haven't...
14? What the fuck's wrong with you?
I haven't drank alcohol since I was 17.
Well,
either.
You're going to drink all these tonight, but you're not smoking crack.
Thank you.
14 years old smoking crack. God.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Damn.
Yeah.
You definitely need a Baby Snap Sally friendly fade.
Okay.
Definitely smoking crack at 14 years old.
Did you learn how to fight in jail, or were you already like?
Well, a lot of people say I don't know how, but I have a hard punch. A brick baby lets you know I have a hard punch. That really hurts people. That's why I got teeth marks all in my hand. My right hand is something real vicious. I know how to square it with people. I know how to let them come in swing. I let them come in and hit me. Uh-huh. And I know how to tag them real hard so I'll bust their shit open as fast as I can. It's a strategy. Mm-hmm. And you learn strategies through fighting in jail and also getting DP'd and gangbanging in the streets. Mm-hmm. All it does is toughen us up.
And it gets what you ready to fight in jail. Like what does
it's
that mean?
It's a discipline. It means you fucked up and you're cripping. And we're going to correct your shit and make sure it don't happen again.
Is it like an initiation as well?
No. DP is worse than initiation, I think.
So a DP is kind of like
DP is like a punishment.
Like a punishment.
How Mama Bear and Granny Bear used to beat you with their hanger or belt as a baby.
The gang will DP you.
Yeah, with their fists. Uh-huh. And can't nobody win from a DP. So let's say we're getting DP. We're not giving you no head of fade.
How long is it?
Oh, shit. The DP's in the 50s, at least 10 minutes. I ain't going to lie to you.
Wow.
And it's about five fucking rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll put 2 to 3 to 5 niggas on you at a time. And you just got to fight, okay? You got to fight. You got to fight till you drop. You drop. You get your ass up on hood. Mm-hmm. Or if you on the ground, they're not going to, you know, that word. They're not going to hit you on the ground on hood. Mm-hmm. They're going to let you up.
Okay.
And you're going to keep fighting. But the bottom line with a DP is, okay, you're going to fight in that alley five of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Or wherever you got to fight. And if you don't fight, this is going to beat the fuck out of you. If you don't make the DP, guess what happens? You get put off.
Wow.
So you got to fight. But a DP is something just like how the county jail phases, because you might run into enemies that's going to try to get you that. So it's just to better your squabble.
Gotcha.
But at the same time, it's to teach you a lesson. Hey, cuz, you fucked up. Don't do this again. We love you.
It's like being
in the
military.
We're going to beat your ass.
Let me ask you, what's your relationship like with Brick Baby? How'd you guys meet?
Well, that's my homeboy and my King Five Fingers voice. We met in jail.
Oh, wow.
Like 2019, I think it was. It was.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Vegas. Coming down on one of those parole violations I'm supposed to see out in L.A.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
About Thanksgiving time, I landed in 5600, 5000 Flow in the Brim's dorm. They see me, where you from? I told them where I was from. I'm hood. They're like, oh, you got a homie in here. Riddler was in the shower, so I went by the shower area. I seen Riddler, he waved. And then Brick Baby was back there already. He had meal cooking every day.
Did you know who he was before?
I mean, his name. On Huster's his name. We met at the marathon with Nipsey Hussle in 2017.
Wow.
It was 2017. It was around June when Nipsey Hussle had his marathon.
Mm-hmm.
We were out there. That was the grand opening. We were out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
When did you get the face tattoos?
I've said 2020, right after this situation, that 2019 situation.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to tell you something I learned valuable from in jail with Brick Baby. He'll tell you, I stopped smoking cigarettes as soon as I got out that fucking county jail. I smoked Newport's heavy. But when I was squabbling, my wind was running out so much. It's like, cut, these motherfuckers gonna continue to run me. If it wasn't Fire Riddler or Brick Baby from 6-0 in there, them niggas would have tried to kill me after that. No, seriously. They only gave me head of fades.
Uh-huh.
How they gave me. They gave them me. You fight me on hood, but it was a lot better because I had homies in there. Without homies, cut, they would have ran me down.
Wow.
So I realized when I came home.
So you got a lot of respect for Brick Baby?
Oh, yeah. On Huster, that's a real loke right there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that's croaked going to say this and that about cuh, loke, cuh.
Mm-hmm.
Can't take that from cuh.
Yeah.
You can't.
What are some things you learned in jail that helped you in the street?
Fighting techniques.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much that.
What are some, like, crazy stories you have in jail that...
Well, shit, it was years, oh, goddamn, some years ago. 2014, I had a real vicious fade. Somebody named Kay, with my hood, from a big motherfucker from VNG. I went in the wrong holding tank. This was the right holding tank. This holding tank, this is my court holding tank. She got her other brims in there, and this big motherfucker, about 6 foot seven, about 370 pounds, nothing but swole, big as a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. He see me, he say, because you know how he come in, it's how it go. And I came in, they looked at me, everybody looked, the young brims looked. Then he looked, hey, all you hear is blah, 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 blah. Soon as I come in there, the whole shit, they get shit shut. Uh-huh. The whole shit get quiet. This is a CCB holding tank. I look around, he say, the big nigga Cape Lake say, where you from, blood? I said, I'm from 5-5 Neighborhood Crip. At the time, I was Infant C Mac. I'm Infant Crip Mac.
Uh-huh.
He said, oh. He said, blood, I'm Cape Blank from VNG. He said, we gonna get this out the way. I'm looking cut like cut. Serious. Mm. This shit is serious. You know how big that motherfucker is. About 370 motherfucking pounds. I'm like, God damn, but I realized what Baby Snaps told me when I was getting put on. He said, cuz, the thing is, with Jill, he said, you just got to fight. Mm-hmm. I'm for sure, like, cuz, and put me in the hospital. I'm for sure. Mm-hmm. I just knew it. He asked me just like this. He said, I got some young homies my size. He's like, you can get down with them, or you can get down with me, blood. But how he told me what his name was and how, and I'm like, oh, man. I just told him, I said like this, I said, I'm going to get down with you, and that's it.
Uh-huh.
So as I told him, he fired on me something crucial. Felt like a hammer was busting my face open.
Wow.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, so when you're in jail, I was told like it's nothing personal with the fade. You just have
no,
to do
it. No, it's personal, motherfucker. You from where you from? Uh-huh. I'm from where we from. Hey, can we, let's get this, we're going to get this out the way right now. Then after that, we all the same race.
But after you fight, that's
yeah.
it.
On hustlers, that's okay. it. But if another motherfucker from a hood come in, you still got to get down with them again.
Uh-huh.
That's just how it goes.
But then after you fight, you guys are cool?
Oh, yeah, as far as after the fact, yeah, we are, because we in jail now. You got some motherfuckers that finish fighting and shit. You might see them all smoking spice together and drinking alcohol.
Yeah, there's a lot of spice going
like,
on
God
in jail, right?
Damn, cuz, like, you know, but
there's a lot of...
That's jail.
You saw a lot of drugs in jail?
Spice is not a drug.
Spice is not a drug?
No, it's like synthetic weed, cut, yeah. like how you have weed on the streets. It's something to get a motherfucker high. What about 15 minutes straight? You're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
You're stuck. You're going to overthink a million times. You find sure know your sister's is getting fucked, her coochie and asshole every day.
No.
You're in jail because you're going to overthink. Mm-hmm. But also on Spice, I remember smoking that shit. I would overthink every day. I would even, I ain't going to lie to you, I go to sleep after squabbling the Hoovers at the wayside and just have a dream. I wake up in the middle of the day. Like, cuz, it's going to be 10 Hoover niggas coming in here. Just look how you realize it. Niggas go fight court. Niggas switch units at all times. So, and I was the only hustler in there, me and S-Bone at the mm-hmm. time when I squabbled with Jap and Dillinger and Trey Punch. So it was like, God damn, I was just outnumbered.
Yeah.
But they respected me because I went in there, kid, and I was just fighting all of them.
What was the food like in jail?
I mean, shit, cuz. It's, they got different shit in there. They got the, they got a lot of different stuff. The veggies is the best in jail.
The veggies?
Vegetables. Yeah, vegetables was great.
You like vegetables? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, I got to eat vegetables. I got to keep myself up. I've been doing a lot of jumping jacks, push-ups. If you see my weight video, you guys, China Mac, my workout video, what? China Mac, within an hour, it got like 5,000 views.
Wow.
I'm doing jumping jacks. Motherfucker chest jumping. Uh-huh. I'm just going at it. Woo, woo. They're like, God damn, look at Cud. They're like, man, then they tag Blueface. They're like, hey, Cud, they like, Cud, get that stamina right. Cud gonna put Cud to sleep. Yeah, it's about stamina. You gotta have your stamina.
Yeah.
Stamina. Do jumping jacks and do some running.
Okay. You think you can outrun me?
Well, we can jog. I just act outrun. We can jog.
Okay.
But if Johnny's come, I'm running.
You're running?
Yeah, we're going to run together.
Go. What are some things you did in jail to pass the time? Like,
in jail, I wrote some new music. Also, I did some working out when I was in there with Brick Baby.
Uh-huh.
When I had the water bag, I had to work out. I had the water bag. That was after I squabbled all the brims and shit. Uh-huh. I would work out. You know, a lot of the brims would laugh. They'd be on the phone. But I'm serious because I knew as soon as I leave here, I'm going five wayside. When I went five wayside, I ran in five deuce, get down from Hoover. Ran into him. He was the dorm rep over there. We squabbled then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he didn't tell me he was in there five, my homeboy, in my King Five Fingers voice. He didn't tell nobody.
Mm-hmm. When's the last time you've been in jail?
Oh, shit. I just got out there, motherfucking May 17th.
May 17th. Oh,
prison.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the difference, for people that don't know, how would you say that jail is different from prison?
Well, the county jail is just more politics. You got motherfuckers that will rush state court date to get out the county jail just by get five prison, because how the politics is different. In prison, we're all black. We're all the same race. So you ran five a motherfucker from Hoover or your enemy in there. Oh, you ain't got to fight them. In the county jail, motherfuckers are going to come out their glasses. Where you from? Just like this. They come out their shirt and they going to fire on you.
Wow.
In prison, we're all the same. We're all the same race. So it's none of that as far as that. Now, in prison, the squabbles go over the phone, over disrespect, and going over debt. But we're all the same race.
Gotcha.
So there's a lot of people I do know. Like, when I was in the county jail, I stayed there 5 months. Then, you know, I didn't rush my time. You got some guys that go fight court. Hurry up. Let me get to prison. Yeah, because you're scared.
Mm-hmm.
You scared, cuz don't even go fight jail.
Yeah.
On crip.
Just I know a lot of people that rather do a year and a half in prison than 5 months in county.
No, they're going to get their ass beat the whole 5 months. That's a lot of fades.
Mm-hmm. How many how many fights do you think you've been in jail?
Well, this last time, cuz, was about, I think Odium Sim would have said about 10, China Mac, about 10 of them. I had 10. Wow. 10 of them motherfuckers.
You think that, like, gang life is something you'll always be a part of?
I'm going to five ever see a crip.
Forever.
I talk with Corrupt, you know, Corrupt from Dog Pound. Mm-hmm. I said, Corrupt, I said, we love Crippin'. He said, hey, listen like this, nephew. He said, Crippin' is the only thing to do.
Mm.
It's Crip.
What other hobbies do you have?
Nothing else to do but Crip. That's what Corrupt told me.
you got any hobbies?
Yeah, hobbies? Like what?
Like, you play video games, you go horseback riding.
I like fucking big booty sitches, coochies, and assholes. I'm I just love fucking whores, cuz.
You just love fucking whores.
And gang banging.
Mm-hmm.
You know why?
Are you a movie guy? You watch movies?
I watch porn.
Triple X porn.
Big booty sisters getting their asshole and pussy fucked.
You don't got a favorite movie?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No. Favorite movie like that.
What?
I just love sex. I love sluts, cuz. You know what? And a lot of people say why I'm like that.
Uh-huh.
And girls tell me all the time, because they say, because I'm in and out of jail so much. So when I'm home, I just try to enjoy my motherfucking self. Yeah. I lose my mind. Like,
But now that
where's she at? Come on, crack.
Now you're getting legal money, so you're trying to stay out of jail, right?
I'm going to stay out, Cone Huster. I'm a crip smart and stay out of jail.
Since you've been getting so famous online, do people try you in the streets to see if, like,
man,
test your gangster?
Man, you see all the shit these trolls say. They would, Brick Baby would tell you, they would never tell me that in real life.
In real life.
Say, what the fuck? Today, me and Cub ran into a motherfucker that said they was some fire dudes over. Nigga, I'm talking with the taco people. He said, fire dudes over, though. Groove, I came out of my glasses. I said, what the fuck did you say? And the fans looked at them like, they're like, Cub's gonna snap on Cub. Mm-hmm. I don't play. On neighborhood crib, we go get out. We get out, cuz. And on crib, you more than that, nigga. I'm gonna put you out, cuz. You gonna rest in piss. Hey. I gangbang, and I love gangbanging. It's crib. From the start, that's all I wanted to see. People know from the history from the swamp stories. Yeah, cuz. All right, they say this and that. Different hoods, this and that, this and that. But guess what, motherfucker? From the start, my whole life, all I wanted to do was gangbang.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you. This. It's crib.
You ever want kids?
I'm going to have a couple beautiful babies.
Beautiful babies.
Beautiful babies.
Beautiful babies.
Beautiful babies.
Let me ask you, would you want your kids to be gangbangers?
It's their choice, hood. It's their choice. Gangbangers are a rough life, and I'll let the kids know. I would want my kids to play football if it's boys. A girl, like my little sister's 19. I want them nursing, college.
Okay, that's cool.
My dad raised my little sister to do nursing in college. Mm-hmm. My dad is a great Samoan man.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what Samoans, what they do is they're family orientated.
Gotcha.
Samoans care about their family.
Mm-hmm.
They care about their kids. Samoans, they can have 10 fucking kids, just like the essays. They're going to have all the kids in a one-bedroom apartment. Mm-hmm. A Samoan man's going to work the warehouse, and on the side, he's going to gangbang. And he's going to have another job on the side. Shout out to all the great Usos and all the great Southsiders out there taking care of their kids.
That's cool.
No, that's just how it is, man. Mm-hmm. Great family orientated.
And what do you see yourself in 5 years? What do you want to do?
In 5 years, I'm going to see a rich crip.
A rich crip?
A rich crip.
Out of jail?
Out of jail, money. Still gangbanging actively on hood. Big increments. I'm going to have the homeless people with a gang of new stuff by then. I want the big booty, beautiful sisters to go down, and we'll get some Crip Blue vans, and we can let them run the programs down there, fight a homeless.
Uh-huh.
I got some homegirls, cuz, that they would love.
Yeah.
Some older homegirls also. You play that big stud, scatterbrain Crip record. She's like, cuz, that's hard. She been playing that motherfucker, driving the homeless people around, taking them back and forth, meetings and no grocery store. I want to have them all blue, big, crip blue home where they can all live in. Mm-hmm. They can have their little smoker girlfriends in there, their families in there. We'll have it as a big center. We'll call it the MacTastic Foundation, right, China Mac?
Wow.
The MacTastic Foundation is something myself and China Mac will put together.
You really want to help the homeless.
Come on, kid. I got a great heart. Crip stands for Community Revolution and Progress, those five that don't know. I was talking with Snoop Dogg's niece. I know Snoop Dogg's niece. I talk with her all the time. Uh-huh. She has a great heart. She helps the homeless. She goes five church. She's a great woman. I want to shout out Nay. That's Snoop Dogg's niece.
That's cool.
And
you go to church?
I go every Crip Blue Moon, cuz. Okay. Every Crip Blue Moon. I might go have a cold old English, drop the pastor off $100, talk with cuz, and let cuz know, hey, Crip Mac love y'all, cuz. God love y'all, cuz. I'm Crip.
You believe in God?
Oh, come on, cuz. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian, but I'm a Christian.
A Christian.
I'm a Christian. I'm a hostess.
When you were like in like a difficult situation, would you pray?
I pray five people, cuz. I don't know.
What's the best podcast experience you've had? What's like your favorite podcast you did?
Well, I work with No Jumper, you know, with Brick Baby and them. Mm-hmm. I work on the show. Also, I've done some great podcasts. I've done with Indicted TV. Mm-hmm. You know, she's a beautiful lady. Mm-hmm. I did a podcast with her. It was great. Indicted TV. Shout her out on Hood.
Yeah, I've done some others. Adam is like a big part of like why you're famous. How's your relationship with you guys?
Oh, man. Hey, ask China Mac. Adam pays me thousands. Wow. He pays me great increments.
So he employs you.
Oh, cuz love me. I got a No Jumper pillow. I fuck all my fan stitches off. I tell them to lay on their stomach while I fuck them in their coochie and asshole. They lay right on that No Jumper Crip Blue pillow.
Did you play sports growing up?
Oh, no. That wasn't my thing. Mama Bear loved football and different stuff like that. She tried the small league when I was in school in Texas. That shit lasted about a week. I ain't gonna lie to you, kid. All my cousins... It's from neighborhood Crip, from out of the 60s, you know, out of different areas of L.A., you know, so where my auntie and them is at. So my whole thing, cuz, when I was out there, they always tell me, a lot of people, like, they're like, cuz, like, you know, like I said, I was out there claiming Crip. They're like, cuz, you claiming Crip, you got to come out here, nigga. Mm-hmm. This is where it's at. You got to come out here and get put on. So I was like, oh, cuz, I'm in the wrong spot. Oh, Crip. So I came back via L.A., but, yeah, well, she tried to have me focus on different things. I just wanted to gang bang. Mm-hmm. And I realized out there, cuz, trying to gang bang out there wasn't going to see the same as gang banging in Los Angeles. It would never see the same.
Yeah.
So, you know, but hey, I never put anything down about, you know, about the Crips out there in Texas, different things like that. Everybody gang bangs. They gang bang, you get your respect. You know what I'm saying?
What advice would you give to your younger self?
My younger self?
Yeah.
Hey, Crip Mac, huh? Listen, find me, hood. See, the greatest Crip you can is Crip.
So a lot of people want to know, like, is your personality like an act, or is this really who you are?
I'm fire real.
So when the cameras are off, is who you are automatically?
That's China Mac. I'm the same motherfucker. But when I'm talking with business people, I sound like the greatest white man in the world.
There you go.
You remember I was talking with Mama Bear? I was talking with my mama on the phone, because they don't want to... I said, hey, Mama Bear, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, I changed the voice up, Fiverr, Calhoun.
So you can change the voice up when you need to.
Oh, man, I could make millions on cartoons.
Let's hear
it. I'll show the fuck here.
Can I hear your best white person voice?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, wow.
Hey, like pal. How's the kids? How's Martha? G. Willikers. Are we going golfing tonight?
What else you got?
I got a lot of different voices.
You got a lot? What other ones you have?
Hey, how you doing, buddy? Hey, Trevor.
Ooh. I saw a video that they said your real name is Trevor.
On Neighborhood Crip it is, and it ain't the gay project.
Okay.
Don't Crip. A lot of people see me cut like that. That's, that name don't fit, cut.
Yeah.
Don't Crip it is. So
okay.
Yeah.
How did you meet China Mac?
Man, I met China Mac about 3 years ago. He hit me up because I used to, I would talk on Instagram all the time. I'd go live. Mm-hmm. I'll talk with him. I talk with a guy, my boy Mike D'Angelo. I talk with him and China Mac every day. And China Mac said, finally, he said, hey, I got some increments, man. Let's do a Mac Eats.
Ooh.
So we did a Mac Eats in the 55th Street at the park. from there, it's a true story. China Mac left his debit card in Coach Warren's car.
Oh, wow.
Coach Warren said, hey, man, he said, I think China Mac left his card. He gave me China Mac's card. I called China Mac and said, hey, China Mac, I have your debit card.
Mm.
And from then on, China Mac knew he could trust me.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So you guys being friends?
Oh, yeah. That's my Chinese brotherhood.
Ooh, who's your best friend? Or your crest? Would I say crest friend?
My best friend, China Mac, King Five Fingers, Normandy at BS, Odium Slim, Neighborhood Bro. You know her?
Yeah. No.
Lupe. Lupe is also a great friend of mine. And then my big homies on the 8, Lowdown, Whack Wiz. I got some good best friends. Lil Snaps, Baby Snaps, big homie. I got some real good.
What do you think qualities you look for in a friend?
Somebody that really gives a fuck about you. You know?
Have you been like betrayed a lot in your life?
Shit, I've been betrayed a lot. There's snakes everywhere.
How do you handle that?
I mean, can we just live life by life? We live life by life. You got to remember though, how this shit go. Never show no fear. Never stern nothing down.
Do you consider yourself someone that loves people or hates people?
I love big booty sitches and they coochies and assholes. I love women, man. I ain't going to lie to you.
Hey, if you were the president.
I'm not going to lie to you.
If you were the president, Crip Mac, what are some things you'd change immediately?
Oh, shit. All the big booty sitches, if I'm single, I'm fucking all of them. We're going to have them in a Crip Blue house.
A Crip Blue house?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Even though you're a Crip, if you had to get blood donated, would you?
I mean, why would I have to get blood donated? If I would only get my blood donated if I'm helping the homeless.
Okay.
Or somebody in need. They're not taking nothing out of me.
Okay. How do you feel about the president now, Joe Biden?
I don't know, Kel.
You don't know,
Kel? He's not as cool as Crip Mac.
There you go.
He's not as cool as me.
What are some things on your bucket list that you want to do in life?
Well, I want to do, like I said, the blue vans, five of the homeless with all the big booty sitches that run the program. And get a big house by the homeless they can live in. They can drink their beer. They can do what they want to do. It's just, it's going to see something make a stay in a couple years.
You ever
want to? And we're going to try to get them to get, you know, the increment stacked up so they can get a better place.
That's cool.
I realize a big booty, beautiful sitch can better a lot of people's lives. You know, I've been down there with some big booty, beautiful sitches. They tell me, they say, youngster, I wish I could trade places with you today. And they serious as a motherfucker, so I know big booty, beautiful sitches can influence the world.
You want to travel?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go all types of beautiful places.
Where do you want to go?
Well, me and China Mac are going everywhere. New York, China.
Wow.
Florida. Ooh, big booty.
You like Florida?
I mean, I know some women that live out here because that's from Florida. They Puerto Rican mixed with Cuban. Them is the finest sitches in the motherfucking world. Like, God. Damn.
Amen.
It looked like Christina Milian, like on Hustlers, but thicker. I'm like, come on, I'm going to have to chip your baby daddy, cuz get him. Oh, Crip.
If they made a Crip Mac movie, who would play you?
Crip Mac would play Crip Mac. Is a baby, what person would play Crip Mac?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's kids that look.
An adult. Like, let's say someone was playing you.
Me?
You'd play yourself?
I think so, yeah.
You want to be an actor one day?
I'm doing some movies now with China Mac.
Oh, wow, cool.
We're going to do all types of movies, man. We're going to make a lot of increments.
Yeah, I could see you on a TV show for sure.
And also, it's a surprise. Grand Theft Auto's giving me my own character.
Oh, wow.
Shout out China Mac and Lupe making it happen.
Would you ever play a different gang?
Well, depending what gang.
Okay. So are you guys cool with some gangs?
Yeah, all the neighborhood Crips, the most part. Different Crips far out. Different bloods in different cities we don't have issues with.
Okay.
It's just a little surrounding shit around us that surround us.
Did you have any friends in jail that were from another gang?
Yeah. I want to shout out Webb from Insane Crip and Long Siege. That's my boy right there, Webb.
What's something that someone did for you in jail that you feel like was really nice or like that they really looked out
Brick
for you?
Well, Brick Baby made sure I ate every day when I was in there in 2019.
Oh, he fed you?
Oh, neighborhood Crip cut did. Big fucking spreads. Me and China Mac was talking about that. He's like, there's an interview, kid. I'm tired as a motherfucker. But then I remember, I'm like,
wow.
I was in your cup, fed me every fucking day. Big spreads.
And this is
big motherfucking spreads. Like, would never leave me out.
Wow, so he looked out for you a lot.
Oh, yeah. You need anything. You need coffee hood, I got you. You need this hood, I got you. You need this, I got you.
Why do you think he did that for you?
As I was a homie kid, and I came in there and I took all my fade. Then Brick Baby's been having increments and shit. This is 2023. This is 2019. He still had big increments then.
So this is way before. This is before No Jumper.
Oh, hell yeah. Wow. Yeah, No Jumper came out 2021.
Wow.
I've been five minutes about 3 years now. This was 5 years ago, 2019, like, huh? 5, 6 years, yeah.
Hey, well, I want to thank you for coming out. Let me ask you something. You got a message for, like, troubled youth?
I do. Well, kids, you're going to act right, or you're going to do life in prison, or you're going to get shot to death. They're going to shoot your motherfucking ass up. So try to follow a positive example. Kids, you like women, get you a big booty, beautiful sitch. And just relax. Get your increments hood and enjoy your life. Rip Mac loves y'all, kids. Everything will see all right, kid.
Can you teach me how to do the right handshake? Is it just a regular handshake? All right, thank you.
I don't hook.
All right, hey, thanks for coming, man. I appreciate you, Crip Mac.
Yeah, no problem, man. All y'all have a great day. I want to shout out the big home, boy. This is the real Milk. Milk, come here.
Ooh.
It's the real Milk.
He might not want to be on camera.
Oh, shit. Well, that's the real Milk
that's
right
the real
there.
Milk?
Yeah.
You got a lot of respect for him?
I got a lot of respect for him. I heard the name, Rick Bates. I looked around. My eyes got big. Just like what that motherfucker told me, he was provided, who's who, but the other motherfucker said, I took these glasses off. I'm talking with the lady at the taco place. Hey, ma'am, I'd like to get some tacos. When he told me, I said, okay, I snapped.
Mm-hmm.
I don't crip.
Before you leave, can you do a breakdown of the different slings of, like, being a crip?
I mean, it's crip is crip.
Like your slang, like slang that you made up.
I'm the Nifty Nickel. I didn't make it
what
up.
What does Nifty Nickel mean?
Look, for the Rolling 50s and all the 50s call themselves Nifty.
So how come
from there's... the Fidels who was to the set, we Nifty. That's how it was, what we are, the 50s. We the Nifties.
How come there's 60s and 50s? What does the numbers mean?
The streets.
Oh, the streets.
The streets. We're on 55th Street. Literally on 55th Street. It's actually 55th Street. In the alley is something treacherous. There's blood all on the ground. Your fucking fences is torn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, you got to remember, you go through there, you got to fight. You don't want to die or get beat to death and go fight a hospital. You better fight hard in that motherfucking alley. You better fight hard.
Mm-hmm.
And all it does with that type of stuff, it teaches you where you fucked up at and don't fuck up no more and just stay fighting hood. On hood means on neighborhood crip, on hood. All the hoods to say on hood.
Mm-hmm. Everyone should say that?
Yeah. Neighborhood, on hood. Normal people can say it.
Normal people can say it?
They can say on hood, just how do they want to mean it? Maybe.
Can a non-gang member throw up the C?
I mean, I don't think he wants to do it.
He doesn't want to? Okay.
You know, but they can wear my Nifty Nickel clothing, my Mac-tastic clothes, my Never Commit Suicide clothes. We have them coming in red, black, and blue.
You got Never Commit Suicide clothing?
I do have them. CripMacOnline.com. Shout out China Mac, putting everything together 5 minutes.
Do you have, like, a soft spot for people that committed suicide, or do you have...
Well,
have you had people in your life
realized,
that
have? Yeah, but it's like this more so. A lot of people go through jail. We all go through it. We lose the big booty, beautiful sitch, man. You go find jail, she's going to fuck everybody. Yeah. It hurts, but don't kill yourself. I've seen people in county jail where they jumped down the stairs at Wayside trying to commit suicide.
Wow.
Because she went back with her ex and just left her in there because he found her. He had 10 to 15 years. It's like, it ain't worth it. There's plenty of other big booty sitches on hood. And if you have life in prison, never fuck a man in the ass.
Does that happen?
Oh, yeah, it happens. Don't do it. Please don't.
Have you witnessed murders in jail?
I've seen people get beat to death. I have.
Mm.
Where they put sheets up. It happens.
You have a lot of trauma from that?
No, it just teaches me to fight harder and realize, hey, it's a respect thing in jail. You fight hard until you go five the hospital or until you break your knuckles or get a busted eye or a fractured or broken jaw. You're going to have that respect at the end of the day. Going find a hospital in jail, coming back in that motherfucker, wrapped up in busted face. Like, yeah, this motherfucker, he's about what he talks about.
You ever think about going to therapy?
What kind?
Just like, you know, talk therapy with somebody?
No, this is a big booty sitch and I could bust her coochie and asshole. Other than that, I'm not talking with nobody else. Let her know how I feed the homeless and how I can feed her and fuck her.
That's it, anything?
Yeah. Right.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Thank you.
This show is not affiliated with any specific 12-step program. If you or a loved one is struggling with an addiction, please find a local 12-step meeting. If you believe you may need detox or drug treatment of any kind, please call 833-999-1877 to speak to a specialist. Again, the number you can call for help is 833-999-1877 to speak to an addiction specialist.